Good evening.
Here we go.
I'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's City Council meeting for the Mesa City Council, Monday, June 21st, 2010. My name is Mayor Scott Smith, and always an honor and privilege for me to serve and to conduct this meeting tonight. We'll begin with an invocation by Pastor Jim Adams of the Cornerstone Church. After Pastor Adams, will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Scout Logan Millett from Troop 659. Please stand for both the invocation and the pledge. Pastor Adams.
Let's pray together. Our Father, we do thank you for the privilege that we have to live in the city of Mesa, Arizona. We thank you for the way in which you have protected us and given to us leadership. We pray for all those who are here on the council that you'd give to them that integrity, honesty, and that wisdom that is from above. We are thankful, Lord, for all those who would serve in a public way. We thank you for the police officers, for the firemen, for all those who are in such a diligent way with a calling for our protection and help in living together in this city. We thank you again for how you have given to us this privilege. As we think of other parts of the world, we have such a great privilege to live in this beautiful city. We ask now, Lord, for that wisdom to be given in all these things. We thank you for these young Boy Scouts, and we thank you for all your blessings to us as a city. In the name of the Lord Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thanks, Pastor Adams and Logan. Please be seated. In a couple weeks, we have something pretty exciting coming up in the city of Mesa, something that's new and we've never done before, and we hope it's the first of many, many major community events. And this truly is a community event because it's brought together a wide range of people involved in civic organizations and businesses and those who truly love our community. And this is the first annual Arizona Celebration of Freedom to be held July 2nd and July 3rd, Friday and Saturday, in downtown Mesa. And so tonight, we have a few of those people who have been involved in putting this together, and we'd like to invite Steve Wright from the City of Mesa, who has worked to help coordinate this, and also Walt Zimmerman of the Sertoma Club, John Richards from the Downtown Entertainment. I told you, Mr. Richards, I was going to get you up here. And Jared Taylor, of the Heritage Academy. We'll turn it over to Mr. Wright. And that's what your wife said, too. You are Mr. Wright.
Yes. Keep on reminding her that. Thank you. Mayor and council members, it's exciting to be up here and to be able to talk to you about this event, and we'll make this brief. But as we know, for more than 20 years, the Sertoma Club has put on the fireworks show in Mesa. And last year, through no fault of their own, there was some challenges. And as Mesa, we do so often here at Mesa, we looked at this as an opportunity to reinvent what we used to have as just a fireworks show and reinvented what we think will be and is going to be this year and in years to come a premier event for the 4th of July weekend. And that is what is now known as the Southwest Ambulance Arizona Celebration of Freedom. And just so you know, it has been amazing over the last 4 months to see the groups that have come forward, and these three gentlemen represent three of the main groups that have been working on the actual event, but to see the private businesses that have come forward and stepped up to make this happen, because we have had over $150,000 in private donations from probably 35 to 40 different sponsors. And that is what has facilitated this. It truly is a community event, and we have over 200 volunteers that are going to be helping this event take place. So you see the logo up on the screen, and so we have with us John Richards, who is representing Downtown Events. They are working on Motorcycles on Main, the American Classic Car Show, and working with Second Friday Night Out for doing the arts and crafts on Fridays and Saturday. And then we have Jared Taylor representing Heritage Academy. They are doing Heritage Lane, the Fallen Heroes Memorial, which will be over in the Mesa Arts Center campus, and several other shows that are going to be going on related to the flag and the great freedoms that we enjoy here in America. And then Walt Zimmerman, who represents the Sertoma Club, and again, as we mentioned, they have been such a great sponsor for many years of the fireworks show, and now they are the lead organization for this event. So we do have for the council members, and I'm going to ask John Richards if he can hand these out, and they're in order on that side. And then I've got Walt Zimmerman working that way, and they've got the names, so you get the right sizes with the council members. And then if Jared, if I can have you hand these out to the council members, these are flyers. And again, for the council members and for the audience, it is July 2nd and 3rd from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock at night. It is presented by the Chicago Cubs, who graciously are the sponsors of the fireworks show. And then Cool FM, who is our exclusive radio sponsor, and then the Downtown Mesa Association, our presenting sponsor. So it's going to be a great event. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we look forward to seeing everybody out there July 2nd, July 3rd in Downtown Mesa. Thank you.
Thank you. And it looks here like we have a combination of a lot of fun with motorcycles and classic cars and Heritage Lane, including some patriotic storytelling and historic building displays. Of course, the Chicago Cubs salute to America on Saturday night with the huge fireworks show. And the most exciting thing about that is that where are they firing some of the pyrotechnics off of? You should have said that.
I'm sorry, Mayor. We are firing fireworks off of the top of City Hall and the Mesa Arts Center right behind the main stage. It really is going to be phenomenal. And then the bulk of the fireworks shows, it's all been approved by the fire marshal. I see Council Member Summers kind of looking at me cross-eyed.
Wait. You said the bulk of the fireworks have been approved? Don't tell them which ones have not been approved.
Yes. No, the bulk of the fireworks will be shot off from south of Main Street.
Oh.
The pyrotechnics approved by the fire marshal will be shot off of Mesa City Hall and our City Plaza building and the Mesa Arts.
And the ones that haven't been approved are just going to be between you and me. Okay?
Yeah, we have no idea when they're going to go off.
So. Councilmember Summers.
Steve, I think if you just tell people we're going to blow the roof off of City Hall, they'll show up.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah,
they're going to ask to participate.
It really will be a great event, so we look forward
cool
to having
zones,
everybody.
Cool zones, big fans with
we have a wet zone that is for kids to come down. There are inflatable water features where they can come down and splash around in the water. We have a family fun zone, which is kind of a regular kind of county fair kind of games, watermelon eating contest. Walmart donated 1,000 watermelons, so a lot of watermelon if people want to eat watermelon. And then we have the cool zones are six large areas that we have misting fans. We have over 30 misting fans and six misting tents so that people can get cooled down at the event. So it really is going to be fun. We have over a dozen bands that will be playing on Friday and Saturday. We have two main stages. We have a main stage, a community stage, and then some smaller stages. It's really going to be a great event.
Awesome.
Okay.
Great place to be.
Yes.
On July 2nd and 3rd.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you so very much. Excited. Okay. Next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. Consent agenda will be read in by Mr. Kevin Christopher.
All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 9A, act on liquor license for NEDCO two-day civic event on July 2nd and 3rd, 270 West Main Street. Item 9B, Act on Liquor License for Michael's Greenside Grill, 721 South Rochester. Item 9C, Act on Liquor License for RUB Sports Grill, 2103 West Guadalupe Road. Item 10A, Act on Contract to Purchase 12 Replacement Handheld Speed Detection Devices for Police Department, fully funded by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety Grant. Item 10B, Act on Contract to Purchase Replacement Breathing Air Compressor Station for Fire Department. Item 10C, Act on Contract to Purchase Replacement Data Preservation System for Police Department. Item 10D, Act on Term Contract for Renewal for UV Wastewater Disinfection Lamps, Ballasts, and Wipers. Item 10E, Act on Supply Contract to Renew Spray Marking Paint. Item 10F, Act on Term Contract for Tires for Fire Department. Item 10G, Act on Contract for Carriage Lane Basketball Court Replacement, 3140 South Carriage Lane. Funding available in the tentative fiscal year 10-11 Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Operating Budget. Item 10H, Act on Contract for Autry Park Irrigation Pump Improvements, 4125 East McKellops. Funding available in the tentative fiscal year 10-11 Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Operating Budget. Item 10I, Act on Contract for ITD Data Center Power Distribution Upgrades, 59 East 1st Street. Funding available in the tentative fiscal year 10-11 Information Technology Department Operating Budget. Item 10J, Act on Contract for Generator Replacement at Police Central, 130 North Robeson. Funding available in the tentative fiscal year 10-11 Facilities Maintenance Operating Budget. Item 11A, Act on Resolution Modifying Fees Associated with Loaning City-Owned ITS Traffic Signal Equipment to Contractors. Item 11B, Act on Resolution Modifying Fees and Charges for Falcon Field Airport. Item 11C, Act on Resolution Modifying Fees and Charges for Development and Sustainability Department. Item 11D, Act on Resolution Eliminating Fees and Charges for Executive Budget Plan Book, CD, and 5-Year Capital Improvement Program. Item 11E, Act on Resolution Approving Grant Application by Parks Department to Gila River Indian Community to Operate Washington Activity Center. Item 11F, Act on Resolution Approving Grant Application by Paz de Cristo to Gila River Indian Community for Repairs Upgrade to Facility. Item 11G, Act on Resolution Adopting Maricopa County Community Wildfire Protection Plan. Item 11H, Act on Resolution Approving Intergovernmental Agreement with Maricopa County Department of Health for Childhood Immunizations. Item 11I, Act on Resolution Approving Intergovernmental Agreement with Maricopa County Sheriff's Office for Grant Funds for COPLINK Node Network Connectivity. Item 11J, Act on Resolution Approving Intergovernmental Agreement with Maricopa County Sheriff's Office for Grant Funds for COPLINK Uplift License Fees. Item 11K, Act on Resolution Approving Grant Agreement with Maricopa County to Purchase Replacement Network Equipment for Police Department. Item 11L, Act on Resolution Approving Development Agreement with Mark Center for Construction of Oasis Drive and Palm Drive Road Improvements. Item 11M, Act on Resolution Approving Memorandum of Understanding to Provide Security Services for Light Rail System and Sycamore Park and Ride Facility. Item 11N, Act on Resolution Determining to Grant a Gas Franchise to Southwest Gas Corporation, subject to election on November 2, 2010. Item 12A, Introduce Ordinance and Setting July 1, 2010 as Date of Public Hearing on the Ordinance Repealing Existing Personnel Rules Applicable to City of Mesa Employees and Adopting New Personnel Rules. Item 13A, Take Action on Ordinance Amending Title 5, Chapters 3, 7, and 11 of Mesa City Code. Item 13B, Take Action on Ordinance Modifying Fees and Charges for Revenue Collections Operations of Business Services Department. Items 14A, B, C, and D have been continued to the July 8th Council meeting. Item 15A, Take Action on Subdivision Plat, Lehigh Commerce Park, 1957 North Hobson. Item 15B, Take Action on Subdivision Plat, Mesa Ranch, 1116 South Stapley Drive. And Item 16, Take Action on Agreement with Mesa Convention and Visitors Bureau to continue promoting tourism and convention business in Mesa. Mayor and Council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any council member that wishes to remove an item from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests from the public to remove an item?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Cavanaugh, a second from Councilmember Summers. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the consent agenda is approved. We're now going to move into a series of public hearings and votes related to the to various financial issues over the next fiscal year. The first item we will take care of is item 3 on the agenda, which is to conduct a public hearing concerning the 5-year capital improvement program for fiscal years ending 2011 and 2015. And this is the actions we're taking tonight are, for the most part, the formal adoption of fees and plans and budgets for this evening. So we introduced them before, and this is the formal adoption. So the public hearing is now open on the five-year capital improvement program. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
Any comments or questions from the council? Declare the public hearing be closed. The next item is to conduct a public hearing on the proposed fiscal year 2010-11 budget plan. Ms. Crocker, any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
Any questions or comments from the council? There being none, I declare this public hearing closed. Number five is to conduct a public hearing concerning the home rule adjustment to the state expenditure limitation. Ms. Crocker, are there any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
Any questions or comments from the council? There being none, I declare the public hearing closed. Item six, conduct a public hearing concerning irrigation water, natural gas, reclaimed water, solid waste, wastewater, water rate components, fees, and or service charges adjustments. Ms. Crocker, any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
Any questions or comments from the council? There being none, I declare the public hearing closed. The next item is to take action on ordinances and resolutions relating to utility rates. There are several items on this, item 7, 7A through 7G, which we'll read in, and we will take action as a single item, a single motion. Item 7A is to take action on ordinance and resolution modifying rates for natural gas utility services. 7B is resolution modifying rates for water utility services. Item 7C is to take action on an ordinance and resolution modifying rates for wastewater utility services. 7D is to take action on an ordinance and resolution modifying rates for solid waste utility services. Item 7E is to take action on an ordinance and resolution modifying the fees and charges for utility customers. Item 7F is to take action on an ordinance and resolution modifying the terms and conditions for the sale of utilities. Item 7G is take action on an ordinance amending Title V, Chapter 10 of the Mesa City Code to adopt a tax rate for wastewater services. Ms. Crocker, any requests to speak on these items?
No requests, Mayor.
I have motion to approve items 7A through 7G from Vice Mayor Jones. Do I have a second? I have a second from Councilmember Summers. Are there any questions or comments from the council? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and items 7A through 7G are approved. State law requires that the City Council formally adopt the fiscal year 10-11 budget in a special meeting of the council. Therefore, we are going to recess our regular council meeting and convene a special council meeting for the purpose of approving the budget, the five-year capital improvement program, and the home rule adjustment to the state expenditure limitation. Following this special meeting, we will then reconvene the regular council meeting. So I'll now call into order the special meeting of the Mesa City Council, Monday, June 21st, 2010. The first item on the agenda is to take action on the following resolutions. 1A is to approve a budget for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2011. Ms. Crow, are we going to do this in one motion or in three separate motions? What's your...
Two requires
a two-thirds vote. Item 1A, we'll turn it over to Vice Mayor Jones. This requires a two-thirds vote, by the way.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. Now that the legal publications of the tentative budget for the City of Mesa have been made and we have had the required public hearing, I hereby move that we adopt the legal three-page budget for the City of Mesa for fiscal year 2010-11 in the amount of $943,709,000 for the operating portion and $169,249,000 for the scheduled bond capital improvements for a total city budget appropriation of $1,112,958,000. This dollar amount is less than the tentative budget which the City Council adopted on June 7, 2010.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. We have a motion from Vice Mayor Jones. We have a second from Councilmember Cavanaugh. Any questions or comments? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and item 1A is approved. The next item is item 1B, which is to approve a five-year capital improvement program for fiscal years ending 2011-2015. Vice Mayor Jones.
Thank you, Mayor. Now that the legal notice of publication has been made of the tentative five-year capital improvement program and we have held the required public hearing, I hereby move that we adopt the five-year capital improvement program for fiscal year 2010 and 11 through fiscal year 2014-15.
We have a motion from Vice Mayor Jones. Do we have a second? We have a second from Councilmember Summers. Any questions or comments? I'm sorry.
The second didn't show.
It is now.
It is now. There we go. Okay. Second from Councilmember Summers. Thank you, Ms. Crocker. Okay, please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and item 1B is approved. Now, item 1C, proposing continuation of a state expenditure limitation for the City of Mesa, subject to the approval of the voters. A two-thirds vote is required. Vice Mayor Jones.
Again, don't have a separate wording, but we propose that we continue our state expenditure limitation for the City of Mesa for the home rule vote.
Subject to the vote. We have a motion by Vice Mayor Jones, a second from Councilmember Summers. Any questions or comments? Any requests to speak, Ms. Crocker?
No request, Mayor.
Okay, so everyone knows this is the council's approval of this. This will be presented to the voters for a vote in November. It'll be on the November ballot. Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the motion carries. Yes, Mr. Brady.
So many things in my way here. I just want to take this opportunity to thank the city staff for their efforts in putting together this year's budget. It doesn't get any easier, it seems, every year that we do this. But certainly there's been a tremendous amount of effort. And I wanted to express appreciation to all the staff of the city, but specifically today wanted to recognize the budget department for their work in putting together this proposal in these very difficult times. Certainly it's not an easy budget to do when we're having to lose really good employees. Unfortunately, these are difficult times, but I do appreciate the innovation, the sacrifices that are being made by many employees to make this work and continue to provide the services to our community. But I just want to thank the council for their support and direction in this budget process. It's a long road to get to today. There's a lot of effort, a lot of weekends and late nights, but I just wanted to express appreciation to the staff for all their work in getting this budget accomplished. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Brady, and I'd like to echo that. The last couple of years have not been easy. Everyone in this city knows the challenges that not only the city, but individuals have experienced with the economy the way it has been. This city and the city council and the city staff have not shied away from their responsibility. We've met it head on. I have been privileged to be part of this process because I've seen basically a great process where leadership was shown by city staff, by department managers, by members of this council, and recognizing that we're in a new reality. We live in a different world now than we did 2, 3, 4 years ago. And we have done our best to maintain levels of service while recognizing this new reality. Just by comparison, Mr. Odom, we went over these numbers before. 3, 4 years ago, our general fund was at about almost $360 million.
$348 and some change.
Now, the general fund is the fund that the city uses to pay for basic services, parks and rec, police, fire, those types of things. And we are all right at $350 million. The budget we just approved for this year is...
Now you're catching me totally
off guard. It's less than $300 million. It's just below $300 million. So, those are some very difficult decisions to make. But it's also... is an indication that our staff has not just cut, they have reorganized, they've reformed how they do things, they've gained new efficiencies, and they've done a great job of maintaining certain levels of services in spite of a huge financial downturn.
And I was just going to put in perspective, I thought the number you were going to go for, in the last 5 years, it's been about $110 million we've cut out of this budget.
$110 million we've cut out of an operating budget that started out at about $350 million.
And Mayor, just another point, the council adopted in 9-10 a budget of $328 million, and this year we're adopting $294 million. I mean, that's a very short period of time that we've had to make adjustments like that. So it's not only the magnitude of the dollars,
It's the time.
But it's the time frame we've had to make them in.
Now, you wonder why we're talking about that, about $300 million. Well, included in that difference of about $700 million is all the revenues from utilities and things like that, which, once again, we do not pick and choose what we take. The previous council established what I believe was a very sound financial approach, which was to hold transfers from our enterprise funds, our utilities, at a constant level, so we were not tempted to borrow from those or take those funds. That the, you know, that this city has been run financially in a very austere and responsible manner for many years, and I think that helped us to confront this challenge that we've had. I know that it did, because when I came on board, the majority of us came on board a little over 2 years ago, we were hit pretty quickly with the stark reality that things were headed downward and were not going to get any better. And the staff responded very, very, very quickly, forcefully, and as I've said before, addressing that challenge and in making things work in a very short amount of time. So thank you, Mr. Brady. This has not been fun. I don't wear a badge of honor for just cut to be cuts, but I am very proud that the staff and the council and the citizens of Mesa have embraced this challenge and I believe have met the challenge. So thank you so very much. I echo that.
Thank you.
So, Vice Mayor.
I want to personally express thanks to Chuck and to Brian and Chris. It's been very difficult, but and to all the department heads and those who have contributed to get us where we are, to make a budget work. It's not an easy thing to do, and it's some very hard decisions. But along with that, we made some policy decisions as a council, but it was implemented and really all pieced together by staff that made it possible for us to get the bond rating that we have never had in the city in the worst of times. And so to get that bond rating from Standard & Poor's and Moody's up to the AA rating is really significant and says a lot for how the staff has been working to make this come together. So my hat's off to those who have worked so hard on it.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. Okay, we'll adjourn the special meeting of the City Council for budget purposes and reconvene the regular council meeting. We'll move on to the next item on the regular council meeting agenda, which is item 8A. 8A and 8B, we'll combine these. That is to conduct a public hearing prior to the release of the petition for signatures for the following proposed annexations. 8A is A09-05, annexing land north of Main Street, west of Haas Road, approximately 0.15 acres, and 8B, A09-06, annexing land located south of University Drive and west of Power Road, approximately 1.85 acres. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
Are there any questions or comments from the council? There being none, I declare this public hearing closed. The next item on the agenda is item 13C, zoning case Z10-10, 1455 South Power Road, located north of Superstition Freeway and east of Power Road. A council use permit, this request will allow the development of a freeway landmark monument sign. We have a motion to approve by Councilmember Summers, a second by Vice Mayor Jones. Questions or comments? Councilmember Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. I ask that this be removed from the consent agenda. I'm going to vote against the motion. I was part of the council in 2004 that created the freeway landmark monument sign ordinance and guidelines. And this particular application does deviate from the guidelines. And in looking at deviations, I think we look to see if there's any special designs or unique architectural features that merit a deviation from the freeway landmark monument guidelines. And I've reviewed the file and the proposal, and at least from my own perspective, I couldn't find any reasons, any unique features or special architectural features that merited a deviation. So, Mayor, that's the only reason that I'll be voting against the measure. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Cavanaugh. Any other comments, Council? Please vote. The vote is 6-1 in the affirmative, with Councilmember Cavanaugh voting nay. The motion carries. Next item on the agenda is item from citizens present. Ms. Crocker, are there any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay, there being none,
move for adjournment.
We're done. We have a motion to adjourn from Vice Mayor, a second from Councilmember Summers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you so very much. We appreciate it.